Last year, IU admitted just less than 7,600 students. But according to Vice Provost for Enrollment Management Roger Thompson, the issue wasn't that more students applied, but that applicants had significantly higher grades and test scores. Last year, the population of Indiana residents enrolling at IU with a 3.75 GPA and a 1,300 on the SAT grew by about 30%. This year, that number grew another 25%. And Thompson says statistical models indicate the figure will keep going up as the number of high school graduates increases until about 2011. The problem, Thompson says, is IU can't keep accepting class sizes which match the increase in the school's rate of application growth.
If the university was in a position where we could simply build more buildings and build more residence halls and accommodate more people, you know, if we could have a freshman class of 9,000, you know, we might think about doing that. But the truth is, we're at about capacity.
This year, IU has increased the criteria students are required to meet in order to receive IU's automatic scholarships, a move which could result in some students choosing other colleges. Indiana University Director of Scholarships Sarah Boer says the criteria are reassessed every year to ensure the school can offer the scholarships to all eligible students, but also to help the university attract the kind of students it wants.
There is a very strategic goal to slightly reduce the size of the freshman class because we've had such large classes every year for the past handful of years. And so it really isn't a matter of utilizing scholarships to just have more and more students. It's really to be more strategic about who those students are.
Robert Franick of the Princeton Review says money does make a difference in the decisions college-bound students and their families make.
We did a survey at the Princeton Review, got back results from a little over 15,000 respondents, and students are united in a couple of concerns with their families. One is that they get into their first-choice school but wouldn't be able to pay for it.
The situation isn't much different for the state's biggest university. Ivy Tech President Tom Snyder, whose school overtook IU as the most populous in 2008, says he's concerned growth can't keep up with demand for both space and state appropriations.
Right now, we think our growth is going to outpace state funding because I don't think that we didn't really envision in 2005 when the community college statute was passed that we would get this kind of growth.
Last semester, the statewide community college enrolled a record 100,000 students. For the coming year, Ivy Tech has already beaten its own record, enrolling 130,000. And Snyder says he thinks that number will keep growing, saying Ivy Tech has set a goal of about 180,000 students, the number he says the school will need to reach in order to best serve Indiana. But for now, Snyder says, the combination of tight funding and exponential growth will likely force the university to ration classroom space.
Space is not our problem. Our problem is the state appropriation and the ability to fund the half of the tuition that goes to pay for our faculty and our overhead.
Though Snyder and IU President Michael McRobbie lobbied at the State House this week for more higher education dollars, neither the House nor the Senate has proposed more than a 2% increase in funding, far less than the increase in the number of applications both schools are seeing. Since a recessionary economy means there's little extra money to pay for teachers, supplies, or extra classroom space, both the state's largest college systems may be forced to put off expansion until the economy speeds up and the number of high schoolers applying for college slows down. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.